at night.
Hello, cocktail lovers. Welcome to Paris Cocktail Talk, the show brought to you by the 52 Martinis Guide to Paris Cocktail Bars. I'm Forrest Collins, and I'm here to talk to you about the trends and traditions of drinking in France. Now, we normally only put one show out a month, but this month we have a bonus episode because we have a very cool event coming up next month. I have Nicolas Lebrun in the studio with me because we are going to talk about Whiskey Live. And Whiskey Live is one of the biggest spirits events, salons that happens in Paris and France. And I think it's really, if not the best, one of the best. When people ask me often, okay, which are the big events I should go to around drinks and spirits, Whiskey Live is always top of my list because it's big, it's professional. And the thing about this year's Whiskey Live is it's the 20th anniversary. So they've been going strong for two decades. It will be happening next month from 28 to 30 September. And so we're going to talk to Nicolas a little bit about this. Welcome. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming to talk to me today, Nicolas. How are you?
Good. Hi, Forrest. Hi, everyone.
Good. So why don't you, okay, so you're with La Maison de Whiskey, you work on Whiskey Live. Will you just tell the listeners a little bit about you and what you do at La Maison de Whiskey and Whiskey Live?
Yeah, well, I'm in the, since 11 years in La Maison de Whiskey, so I work, I know very well the house La Maison. I work for the diary of La Maison de Whiskey, or are in charge for first for the editions of Whiskey Mag in France, which is the most important and most general magazine regarding the whiskey and spirits nation. So for three issues per year, we talk about this very, very passionate industry and very passionate sectors. And then I did the magazine. I'm in charge for the magazine. And then I, since 10 years now, organized this very beautiful event in Paris, the Whiskey Life Paris. So I'm in contact with half the brand. We come in the event. We try to make some good contents. We try to find some good exhibitors, to try to find some new talkers during the masterclass. So, I mean, it's, a good mix between a little bit of sales and a little bit of content. So I'm really passionate about my job. Yeah, definitely.
As you should be. It's a really exciting event. So for listeners who have never been or aren't familiar, Whiskey Live is a huge event. It covers more than whiskey. You can do tastings. There's exhibitors that come, as Nicolas just mentioned. There's master classes. It's an area to, you can network, you can learn, you can discover new things. Is there anything, and it's 3 days, is there anything else that you think listeners should know specifically about what Whiskey Live is and what it does?
Yeah, I think it's a great occasions to discover first, all the first contact with the spirits, the French spirit, for example, because we have plenty of French spirit, Cognac, Calvados, and Armagnac, who are exhibited inside the Whiskey Life. I mean, it's very important for me to put inside the Whiskey Life some other spirits. So you can find some spirits, French spirits. You can find some rum, but yeah, for sure, the most impressive proposal, the most important stands and exhibitors comes from whiskey. So you have a very, very interesting, very exciting whiskey scene with all the different countries. I'm very, very, I work very, very hard to find the most quality distilleries and exhibitors. So it's kind of it's a good balance between good whiskey and great distilleries who comes from over, I think it's about we've got about 15 or 20 different countries. So you have the quality, the choice, and the diversity. This is definitely, that's always very interesting in the Whiskey Life Paris. You can have the different tastes and have the different influence So you can go very deep in a whiskey and a spirit patience. That's why I think the whiskey life is very important. One thing is very important too is the VIP scene. This is the very, very geeky part of the whiskey life. We've got some the most beautiful and the most impressive whiskey negotiations companies who comes to share their very high bottles and very, very high expression. So you can have some. Or if you are just an amateur and it's the first contact, you can have a very fun, very good time with the different distilleries who comes in and whiskey lab. But if you are geeky or if you are very deeply passionate, you can find some very interesting bottling too. So we try to talk to everyone. This is our job.
Nice. So excuse me. So it really attracts a range of levels of interest and knowledge. Now, if people are listening and they're coming from outside of France, when they come in, does most of the interaction happen in French, or does most of it happen in English? If people don't speak French, can they make their way in and still enjoy it?
Yeah, sure. Lots of Scottish and lots of everyone's talking English entirely.
Okay. Okay, so for those listeners who don't speak French, don't let that deter you. Come on down for Listen Whiskey Live.
No worries, because for imports, you fans, if you go to Armagnac, I know that's lots of American, for example, they really love the Armagnac category. Lots of producers, it's some they are friends now from, and I know they must talk English if they want to make some business and if they want to share and to develop the business. So everybody now is talking English, or a good English, or a different average for sure, but okay. Everyone can understand. Yeah.
Good. Enough for everybody to get by, it sounds like. So do most of the visitors that come into Whiskey Live, are they coming in from France? Are they coming from all over Europe? Or what geographic areas does it attract?
Yeah, for sure. There's about 80% of the visitors that comes from France, which is interesting because they come not only from the Île-de-France, which is Paris, regions of Paris. It's this region, but they come from all the different parts of France. They come from south, from east, from north. And this is the real appointment for the cavist, for example, for all the retailers in France. So there's 80% of visitors who come from France, but there's 20% who come from Europe, Belgium. Belgium, for example, or Switzerland, when they talk French, they come in large numbers or large numbers of visitors. But you can find some English too. And since a few years, there's lots of people who come from Asia too. And they come not only for the whiskey life, but they come from the collectors, because we've got the collectors part. Area, so the people from Asia comes from discovered this very high price bottling. So well we've got not only fresh people comes from the whiskey lab for sure.
Great. Well, I think it's a big enough event to attract plenty of people from France and outside as well. Mm-hmm. So how has Whiskey Live evolved over two decades? I mean, it's been going for a long time now. Surely it's changed. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. First it was just the club of Flamers and the Whiskey, where the very high bias of whiskey, very passionate, you know. 20 years ago, the whiskey world was totally different, you know. At the time, only Scotland, Ireland, and maybe Japan and US were represented. So people come from a very, it was what I think for the first editions of the whiskey light, there was about maybe 5,000, maybe maximum, persons who come from just to test, to share the bottlings from this very great nations of whiskey, you know. And then lots of new whiskey, we call it new world, which is not very original, but it's the new world of whiskey. And inside the new world of whiskey, there's a lot of new countries who produce some whiskey. So at the same time, I think the people rediscover this very passion sector. Lots of people with, I think it's internet, who changed everything. The website of every brand has a website. There's a lot of podcasts, lots of new media who share the knowledge about the whiskey. So people were very, during the end of the 2010, yeah, many people come from new generations who discover. So it was very, very attractive, very exciting to see a new face. So when I begin in 2014, I begin to organize the Whiskey Life. It was at La Maison de la Mutualité in 6th arrondissement of Paris. And it was, yes, a little bit small, but a little bit very, very impressive in terms of lots of passionate people, you know, very, very in love with whiskey. And with the time, we enlarge the audience, and we find some new visitors. And now you can find some people who just have the first contact with the whiskey during the Whiskey Life, which is why I'm very proud of this. And me and with the partners, with the exhibitors, we've tried and I try to offer the most rich and the most passionate tasting area, and I think it's why, because it's why people come, new face of a new generation of people comes to Whiskey Life. And then there's we work very hard on the cocktail street too, which is the part very interesting. When we launched the cocktail street, it was in 2016. And the first target was to democratize, yes, the cocktail. We want to make the cocktail. The cocktail was a little bit I would say speakeasy, you know, speakeasy side. At this time, it was a little bit underground, very underground. So we sit around the table and we say, oh, we can democratize the whiskey, the cocktail scene in France. And we decide to recreate the street with some street food stand and some cocktail stand. So it was, at the first edition, it was a great success. And now we are, years after, because we are the 8 editions of the cocktail street, which is during the Whiskey Life, we have about 29,000 persons who come during 3 days to discover the cocktail, which is very impressive and very fun to see, because we work very hard for this, but it's nice to share this the cocktail side of the and the cocktail culture. So I think it's we open the most we can. We open to new categories and new kind of people, and we try to reach a new faces. It's always our job in the life, in the whiskey life.
I'm a big fan of the cocktail street, obviously, because you know that's Thank kind you. Of my area, yeah. And so yeah, mm-hmm. Listeners, it's really worth going to, and I imagine.
During the years. Yeah, you come every year, I think so.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I'm a big, big fan. So now, but even for me, I come and it's so big. There's so many exhibitors. There's so many activities. It's hard to navigate it all. And that's from somebody like me who's been there. I know what to expect. Do you have any sort of tips or tricks that you can share with the listeners on maybe how they can approach it, what they can do to get the most out of it, so they're not so overwhelmed walking in and just having everything all in front of them.
Yeah, I think the first thing is to have in head, it's not to say I will test everything. It's impossible.
Yeah,
impossible,
it's not
friends. You know, it's not possible. So one time you've got when you have this in head, you can all prepare the most you can. For example, we share the exhibitor list days before the on the website or on the goddesstreet.fr. You can find all the different stand, and you can find all the different animations and different masterclass. I think if it's the first time, you will, and if you love the whiskey, if you come from whiskey, you can have an interesting schedule to do. For example, to begin with the French whiskey. French whiskey at the moment, the French whiskey scene is boiling very literally. So you can find some, you can have some very all the sides of the whiskey, of the French whiskey. You can have some Britain from west part of France whiskey, Britain whiskey, yeah. From the region of Cognac, you can find some distilleries too. So it's very interesting. This is my first advice: is to have a little stops in the French whiskey, and then you can go to the new worlds. We create, we do our best to make the areas of the producer, and to make it very clear. That means it's every part is very clearly identified, so you can have all the French whiskey together, you have all the new words together, all the Scottish, etc. So maybe just to pull a schedule where you have 1, 2, 3 distilleries in 3 area, you can have a nice, very nice overview of the whiskey scene at the moment. And then you have the Rome Gallery. Rome Gallery is very attractive too, because you can make a travel around the category. For example, there's lots of French traditional rum distillery who comes in the whiskey life. So you can begin with the French Caribbean and then go to Cuba, for example, and then go to Latin America, Venezuela, Venezuela or Panama or Guatemala too. So, I mean, you can imagine your tasting way as a travel, you know, not just to go just like try to have the shadow and to prepare you. And I think it's the most best advice I can share with you. And other all the advice, I think it's just still moderate, because if you want to drink to test everything you can, so just stay calm, just have you stay keep calm when you just arrived in the stand, and you can share with the. We have the chance to have a lot of master distillers, master blenders who are in the stand, so you can share with them, have discussions, and this is, I think, one of the very interesting part of the Whiskey Life Paris too, because people who create the spirits are there, so don't hesitate to ask about, to share with them, to have conversations. They are very, they love that. Most of them are friends, and when I discuss with them before the whiskey, just after, they are always very excited to come in a whiskey life, because of the people are very curious, you know, and very enthusiastic, and so. Don't hesitate to if you have some questions, if you need to know some things about the distillery, how did it make, what the process, ask about, people will bring you the answer with patience. So yes, it's a mix of everything. I don't know if it's very clear, but if you prepare your visit, and then during the Whiskey Life, if you share with people and stay curious of what you have in your glass, I think you can have a very great moment, definitely.
I think that's excellent advice. I will add to stay hydrated, drink some water while you're there. But yeah, I think preparation and realistic expectations, knowing that you can't do it all, are key. So, and I do think this engagement with the exhibitors, because they are all very passionate, and especially when you're talking about the French whiskey distillers and other French spirits makers, because there's such a long history of distillation in France. And while French whiskey is relatively new, I mean, starting maybe in the 80s, I think that there's really a lot of passion around that. And actually, for my listeners, hang in. And in a couple of months, we're going to have a French whiskey maker on the show. We already did the interview, and that show's coming out in November. So come back around. I don't know if we had, actually, I just spoke to Frédéric Revol from the Domaine des Hautes Glaces. I don't know if they'll be at the Whiskey Live or not. Okay, good. Well, listeners, go to Whiskey Live, taste their product, and then tune back in November when we're talking to Frédéric about the product. It's very exciting. And speaking of whiskey and France, for me, I think this is a super interesting topic because there is such a long history of French spirits, of Calvados, of Cognac, of Armagnac, yet whiskey is pretty much always the number one consumed spirit in France. Why do you think that is when there's so many more historically made spirits here? Why is whiskey so popular with the French?
Oh, well, why France love spirits? Wow. while France love to the gastro, I think it's very deep in the culture. It's gastronomic culture. And I think it's, don't forget that since centuries, France was a land of farmers, like lots of land, you know. So in every part of France, you have in the past a still. I mean, every farm have a still, more or less. So I know I heard some years ago the numbers of France was the country where there's a amount of steel by habitant. It means that if you go in very deep in the very landscape France, you will find a steel, you will find a spirit which is not always very nice and very good, but you can find this very deep culture. Don't forget too about, for example, the Armagnac. The Armagnac is the most oldest spirit in the world, because it's the heritage of the meeting between the Arabic scientist and then the vineyard of the wine of the monk. It's the very deep roots culture in the French culture. I think it's a modern way of consume the spirits that makes the France a very important whiskey consumers. I mean, we don't really consume some French spirits, as you know. For example, cognac is for export, lots of export. Armagnac too. We don't consume it, lots of Armagnac, and Calvados not so much. But we are really in love with whiskey, which is very amazing, because we love things we are doing by Scotland in Scotland or Irish, and I think it's this is the result of our very deep culture of gastronomic. I think for me it's one of the explications. And Well, and I think too that it's very close to the food culture too, food culture, and I think French people love to share and love very high the it makes a very serious part of our culture when you talk about eat and drink. You know, it's a kind of Mediterranean, but not like in Mediterranean, not like Spain, not like in Italy, but it's a mix of a North culture, so we come from Anglo-Saxon, and South culture, who come from Mediterranean. So, yeah, when you that's why I think France is the one of the most attractive part of the world when you talk about gastronomy and you talk about wine and you talk about champagne and you talk about well, the good things in life. I think it's the geographical situation we can explain why we love so much the good things. We try to understand why it's the whiskey at the moment. Maybe in a few years it will be the comeback of the cognac, and you will find a very high consumers of cognac in France. It's not the case at the moment, but maybe one day, then no.
Yeah, I like to think that that's going to be happening because you see already a renewed interest. People are talking about it more. You see bars here that are focusing on French spirits. So fingers crossed, we'll start seeing more of that being consumed domestically. And now we are really getting to the end of our half hour. So what I'm going to do is ask you if you would mind sharing the cocktail recipe that you brought with the listeners.
Well, you know, first, I'm a guy who is I love the very, very I'm a really fan of this recipe. I mean, every week I have like it's like my very high moment of the week. At the end of the week, when the weekend is just beginning, I really love take my bike, go back to my house, open my fridge, and then I've got three ice glasses in the old-fashioned glass. And then I make my Negroni home. This is my really love cocktail. So it's vermouth, as everybody was in family as well about the cocktail. So it's vermouth, red vermouth, it's Campari. I try to find some craft bitter, but the more easy to find it's Campari. So vermouth, as I say, red vermouth, and then gin. So my enthusiasm is to find some new gin and to make some new combination with a new gin. For example, there's a new French wave of gin in France. So I try to find some new botanical genes. And so I'm a really, really, really fan of Negroni. And then I put my pearl of lemon. I know that for the classical recipe, it's orange, but I prefer to pearl a lemon a curse, and then half over the glass, and then I'm happy, you know. So Negroni fan,
Excellent
always.
choice. Excellent choice. I will put that recipe in the show notes. And with that, we are at the end of our time. So I will say thank you so much, Nicola. It's been great talking to you.
Thanks to you, Forrest. Thanks to you. Thanks to everybody. And hope to see you in a whiskey live at the end of September. We have a glass with pleasure.
Excellent.
Thanks a lot.
Well, I will definitely be seeing you there. And for the listeners, I will put links to the information for Whiskey Live in the show notes. And with that,
Thanks,
I will
Forrest.
say thank you. Thanks to Nicolas. Thanks to World Radio
Thanks to
Paris
you.
for editing and production. Thanks to you listeners for tuning in, downloading, however you get your podcasts and your radio shows. And of course, I remind you to please drink responsibly. And until next time, cheers. In the